So let's review. The Gemara in the previous daf mentioned the discussion of Paroi and his ministers to determine the proper methods through which to eliminate the Jewish Savior. And Paroi concluded let's punish him with water, because we cannot be punished in this way, mida keneged mida, because Hashem already swore that he will not bring another Mabul onto this world. The pasuk then states, "Vayitzav par l'chol amoy lemar, kol ben hayiloid hayyirat hashlichu v'chol abahas tachayun." As the Gemara explains, "Sholish gizeres gazer." There were three levels to this decree. Betchila im ben hu v'amit noisay. At first, Pari ordered that the Jewish boys should be killed at birth. Ulebesayif kol ben hayiloid hayyirat hashlichu. Then, when that gizera failed, he ordered that the Jewish son should be thrown into the river, but the daughters remained alive. Ulebesayif af al amoy gazer. And then on the day that Moshe Rabbeinu was born, Pari ordered that all Jewish and non-Jewish sons be thrown into the river, as Rashi explains. Amru itzagninov hayom noilad mashin shel Yisrael. Pari's astrologers informed him that the Jewish Savior will be born today, but they did not know to which nation. The pasuk continues, v'yelech ish mi beis Levi v'yikach es bas Levi, as the Gemara explains. Amram gadol hador hayo kivin shegazer Pari harasha amar l'shavonu amelin. When Pari issued his decree, Amram, the Jewish leader, said, it's pointless to raise children now. And he therefore divorced his wife Yechevet. And all others followed suit. However, Miriam, his daughter, convinced him to remarry by saying to him, Abba, kasha gezeirascha yeisem mishal Pari. Shepar legazer ela lazacharim, v'ata gezarta ala zacharim v'al nekevois. Father, your decree is far greater than Pari's, because Pari's gezerah affects only the males, while your gezerah affects both males and females. Upon which, Amad v'hechzer es ishtoi, amdu kulan v'hechzir es nashasein. The pasuk continues that when Moshe Rabbeinu was born, v'atera oisai ki toivu. The Gemara offers various interpretations of toiv. Remeir says, toiv shemai. Yechevet named him toiv. Rav Yehuda says, tovya shemai. She named him tovya. Rav Nechemya says, Hagun l'nevius, she foresaw that he is suited for prophecy. Acherim say, Neilid kishumal, she saw that Moshe was born circumcised. The Chacham say, B'shosh neilid Moshe nismale habayis kuli ur. When Moshe was born, the whole room was lit up. The pasuk continues, V'tetz pineyu shloish yirachim. Yechevet then kept Moshe hidden for 3 months, but v'layachlo oid hatzpinay. Afterwards, she could no longer keep him concealed, because kol heichad habeshamei mitzray, the misyal yinuka, mamtu yinuka hasam, keheichad leshaminu uma'ave. The Mitzrayim would detect hidden children by bringing another infant to the suspected home, and the sound of a crying infant would cause the hidden child to cry as well. Therefore, v'tikich leitevis geima, shayoch alamud b'fnei davarach u'b'fnei davarkasha, Yechevet prepared a box made of guma, a soft material, because it can withstand the impact of both hard and soft objects. V'atasim v'asayeled v'atasim v'asuf, she put the child inside and placed the box in the river. At that time, v'terid bas pari lirchetz al yor, melamech yordu lirchetz migiluli avia. Basi, the daughter of Pari, went to bathe in the river, and the Gemara explains that she actually went to cleanse herself from idol worship. Rashi writes, litvul sham l'shim geiris. V'teres ateva b'sech asuf, and she noticed the box floating in the river. The Gemara adds, Kivin ochazu de kaboyu latsuli lemoisha, bogavril vachavta mekarka. When our maidservants realized that Basi wants to rescue the box, they began to protest, and the Malch Gavril came along and knocked them to the ground, and they died. Fatishlech es amosa batikecha. Rabbi Yehuda v'Rabbi Nechemya each explain, chadom ayyoda v'chadom shevchasa. One says that Basi stretched out her hand to take the box, and the pasuk used the word amosa because the ishtarvev ishtarvuve. A nes occurred that her hand extended to many amos until she reached the box. The other says that Gavriel left her with one remaining maidservant, who she sent to fetch the box. When she opened the box, v'taymer miyaldeh ivrim zeh sharasa isemol, she recognized that this must be a Jewish child because he was circumcised. The Gemara cites a machlokes as to the date of the above incident. Reb Chanina bar Papa says, oisa hayoyim esrim ve'echad benisin hayo. Amr Malachi Ashos Lefnei HaKadosh Baruch Hu, Rebbeinu Shel Olam, Mi She'asad Lo Mashir Ala Yom B'Yom Zeh, Yilka B'Yom Zeh. The above incident occurred on 21 Nisan, the day when Kriyas Yamsev was to occur. Therefore, the Malachim pleaded with Hashem that it would not be appropriate for Moshe, the one who is destined to recite the song of Baz Yashar on this day, to be punished on this day. Rabbi Acha Bar Chanina says, Eisa Yim Shisha B'Sivan Haya. Amr Malachi Hashos of Ne'akadosh Baruch Hu, Rebbeinu Shel Olam. Misha Asa LeKabel Ter Mahar Sinai B'Yom Zeh, Yilka B'Yom Zeh. This occurred on 6 Sivan, the day the Torah was to be given, and the Malachim pleaded that Moshe, who is destined to receive the Torah on this day, should not be punished on this very day. The Gemara explains further that we know that B'Shiva Ba'Adar Mes, U'B'Shiva Ba'Adar Noilad Moshe. Moshe Rabbeinu was born on 7 Adar. Now, according to the first opinion that Oysa Yim Shisha B'Sivan Haya, U'M'Shiva Ba'Adar V'Shisha B'Sivan Plus Ayarchi, there are a full 3 months from when he was born, as the Pasuk says, V'Tizpineyu Shloshi Yerachim. However, according to the second opinion that Oysayim Esther Me'echad Ben Nisan Haya Hechem Mishkachas La, there are no 3 months from 7 Adar to 21 Nisan. The Gemara answers that we must say that Oysa Shana Mu'beres Haisa, Rubi Shal Rishon V'Rubi Shal Achron V'Emtzoy Shalom. It was a leap year. Therefore, we reckon the 3 months as follows. The majority of Adar Aleph, Adar Beis, the majority of Nisan. The Pasuk continues, Miriam asked Basia, shall I call a Jewish woman to nurse this child? The Gemara explains, Melamed shechziru l'moishal kol ha-mitzriyas kulam b'lo yonak. Amar pesha os l'daba im ha-shchina yinek davar tameh. Moshe refused to nurse from any Egyptian woman because he said that the mouth that is destined to speak with the Shechina cannot consume prohibited foods. The pasuk continues that Miriam then called Moshe's mother to nurse him, in which Basia said to her, Helichi at hayelad hazeh, take this child. And the Gemara explains that the word Helichi is an acronym for Hashe Lechi, here is that which is yours. Misnaba ve'in yadas ma'masnaba. Basia unknowingly stated a prophecy that Moshe is Yecheved's child. Basia concluded, Vani etin eschorcha, and I will reward you. The Gemara remarks, not only do righteous people have their lost things returned to them, but they are rewarded as well.